And now let's turn to a problem Republicans are facing this election season. It's a lack of support among minority voters. South Carolina's Tim Scott is the only black Republican in the Senate, and he wants to help. He's putting himself center stage in his state's upcoming presidential primary. NPR's Sarah McCammon has been watching Scott hold town hall meetings.
Each of Tim's town halls, as Senator Tim Scott calls them, opens with an enthusiastic greeting.
Help me welcome to the stage, perhaps, the next president of the United States, Ben Carson!
Have y'all enjoyed Carly Fiorina today? Amazing. Amazing.
I see a whole lot of Trump out there.
Scott has hosted most of his party's candidates for the 2016 nomination at venues around South Carolina. He says the goal is to give his constituents an up-close look at who they'll be voting for in late February.
The reality of it is, since 1980, South Carolina has consistently chosen the Republican nominee for the presidency, except for that one time.
Meaning 2012, when the state's primary voters chose Newt Gingrich.
I'd like for us to continue that streak, and it makes our state very important in the primary process.
The town hall series also gives South Carolina voters a chance to see Scott in action. His star has been steadily rising since he was elected to Congress in 2010. 2 years later, Governor Nikki Haley appointed him to fill the shoes of a legendary South Carolina kingmaker, Senator Jim DeMint. Scott won the seat in a special election in 2014 and faces a campaign for a full term next year. Scott's rise also has symbolic importance, as South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy acknowledged during a town hall last month with Dr. Ben Carson.
We are under the watchful eye of President Lincoln.
Then, speaking at Bob Jones University in Greenville, Gowdy said Lincoln would be proud to see a black Republican senator and a black Republican presidential candidate on the stage.
But I think that he would be concerned at the audience and our inability to attract people of color to hear our message. How can we do better?
Like Carson, Scott often refers to his personal story of growing up with a hardworking single mom and rising out of poverty. Scott says Republicans have to persuade minority voters that the GOP message is for them.
Voters will not vote for candidates who don't like them. So we have to make sure that we are not somehow sending signals that we don't like the voters in a certain demographic category or for any other reasons.
Scott's conservative message and warm personality have made voters at home really like him. Bill Bates drove from the Charleston area to attend a town hall with Carly Fiorina in Aiken. Bates isn't pleased with most Republicans right now.
Mainstream party. Well, really, I'm serious.
But Bates has watched Tim Scott's career, and he's a fan. Scott is honest, he says, and personable. He remembers people's names when they see him around town.
I've worked in his campaign. I'm a believer in Tim Scott. I know Tim Scott. And he is what this country needs.
Scott will have a chance to bring that personal touch to voters at his final town hall today with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Scott says he'll announce his endorsement sometime before the South Carolina primary, if he endorses anyone at all. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.